Thanks for joining us. Racing on Wednesday in the Western Cape. It's a wonderful day on this Tuesday afternoon at the time of recording. The sun is out. The going will be good. We've got 10 races. Well done to Kenilworth Racing. I must say it's a smashing program. Some wonderful equine athletes in action. I actually spoke to my good friend Mr. Smith very early on the Tuesday morning, and he said to me, "Matey, let's go racing." So we're going racing tomorrow. I'm actually looking forward to it. A feast of racing. And hopefully the public support Kenilworth, because I must say, last time I was there, when Hit Them Sunshine, or Hit Them Hard Sunshine ran, the amenities were top class. So we look forward to a wonderful day. The first race is off nice and early too, at noon, at 12 o'clock. First couple of races are not easy, because we've got a host of debutants. Let's go to race one on the program. We're going to be brief with the first couple of races. Yeah, we've got the favourites in race one, Stratospheric, who is number nine, who run fourth first time out at the races behind a horse called Charles Dickens, who is currently quoted in the betting at a price of 2-1. www.hollywoodbets.net opened 2.27-1 when threes has found some support into 2-1. After that, the three, Lang's Power, is at 3.33-1, and Not in Doubt, number six, is at 3.33-1. Very difficult, as I say, with the debutants. Also, I went onto the Mike Bass Racing website. That's very, very important for punters. Visit that, the Mike Bass Racing website. They've got a host of runners on the Wednesday. So important you find out what the stable think. Quite frankly, I think they could mop the floor at Kenilworth. But the first race on the program, number six, Not in Doubt, is ridden by Richard Faree for the Vaughan Marshall Yard. We have to see what happens, what transpires with the support for the debutants, how they go down to the start, the usual caveat. But I think six, Not in Doubt, he was fourth, first time out behind Hit Them Hard Sunshine, was beaten 3.85 lengths. Could run a good race here. That form line at one stage looked weak, but it's getting stronger and stronger. So I think number six, Not in Doubt, will be in the fray. Second race is the start of the Bipot, which is run at 12.30. Race two, number one, Absolute Pleasure, the Candice Bass Robinson Yard, say the following. Speedy Filly should run well first time, does catch the eye on the pedigree, so I like a little bit of Absolute Pleasure. Gypsy Express is another, Eric Sands Yard. This one was third on debut behind Who Do You Love. I see blew out in the betting on that occasion, 22-10 to 7-1, but ran well enough to be considered in the second. And Turn the Page, who's number 11, very expensive this yearling, 800,000, was fourth, beaten some way, first time out on debut, but was beaten by a horse who seems very, very promising. So that's the second, tricky. Place Accumulator in the third. Don't know so much about the PA. I thought maybe a percentage play and go wide in some of the legs. Third race on the program, the current betting with Hollywood, Bowled Over. Open 3.57, went fours, is now 3.57-1. Craig Zaki down to ride. By the way, I see Craig Zaki did not ride at the Vaal, so take note of that if there are any changes. Bowled Over though at 3.57-1. Tchaikovsky is at 4-1. That horse has been disappointing last time out. There was support and was back right down to 15-10. A lot of punters were on, but ran no kind of a race, as well, well beaten behind Fair Advantage from the Andre Nell Yard, 3.15 lengths behind. 4-1 is the call, and after that, War Banner and others at 5.56-1. Yeah, I'm going with a roughie. Ken Tritter, Ken and Jane Tritter, I think they may have a good day. Their silks are represented here by a horse called Forever Bill, who may have freshened up after a rest of 72 days. Now, this horse is a 12.5-1 a win, 2.75-1 a place. Opened with Hollywood at 14.29-1 into 12.5, and as I say, 2.75-1 a drum. I just thought that Forever Bill could run rather well here. Reason being, if you look at the last run at Kenilworth, that was over the 7 furlong. It was drawn 13 of 13, was well beaten, but jumped out, hung, faded. So there were excuses. The form prior to that, not the worst. We'll have the slide at the end with the full selection. That's the third, and even old Boisterous Buddy over the page has the services of Louis Mclotwa. Maybe he can just get a little bit more out of that one. Of course, no offence to Richard Faree, he's an absolute champion. He was aboard last time out, but maybe Louis will suit on the seven, Boisterous Buddy. We go on to the fourth race, which is the first leg of the Pick Six. Now, I must say, this is a kind of historical race for me. Historical in the way that out of all of my visits to form grids in the past, and it is such a very important tool for punters, I have never come across such a weak field. It's absolutely putrid. To be quite honest, if you go through those form lines, they just read blank. Now, the fourth race on the card, betting for the fourth, sees number... What? Let me just get to that. Sees number 13, Silver Garbo. There we go. Silver Garbo, 3.03-1. Now, Silver Garbo is a debutante. Louis Clotois, once again, is aboard for Justin Snaith. Won't have to be any good, really, to win this race. This is a daughter of Silvano. What does catch the eye is the pedigree. Go and have a look. A half-sister to Lion's Head, who was third on debut. A half-sister to Gabor, who won on debut. A half-sister to Aga Hart, who was third on debut. So the siblings have been forward early on. We've got to respect number 13, Silver Garbo. Of the rest of them, probably number 11, Sparkling Crystal, Craig Zaki, down to ride for Adam Marcus. I think that'll run a much better race than last time, especially in a weak field of this calibre. Sparkling Crystal is at 4.55-1. And then an absolute raving lunatic, if you want to call it that. Not fancied at all. A horse called Midnight Tryst, who's at 20-1. Now, this horse is very nicely bred. Hasn't run for a long time. They tried the horse over 1600, 1800, did absolutely nothing, was well beaten off. There was no betting support, but it's like it's starting again. And maybe on the pedigree, number 6, Midnight Tryst, could surprise with a placing in the fourth on the card. Race 5 is run at 20 minutes past 2, all going according to plan. Yeah, I'm very strong on a horse called Irish Morning. Irish Morning was 5-2, opening price is now into 2-1. Capitana is at 5-2, and we got Kitty Cat Chat at a price of around 3-1. Now, these horses, Brett Crawford, he's sending out a lot of horses that have been rested, but top-class sorts. Good trainer is Brett, so it'll be interesting to see how they go. By the way, there was a comment there, Kitty Cat Chat working well, expecting a good run. But I'm going with Irish Morning at a price of 2-1, and my shrewdie in the race is Hyde Park, who's blown right out, 6.25-1 to 8.33-1. Drops in distance, but I think that Hyde Park has a little bit of a chance in the fifth. Sixth race on the program. Well, we've got Bulgarian returning. And we remember the July he won. That was absolutely outstanding. Took the scenic routes, but powered home. And we know what a good horse this is. Three wins, one placing, course and distance. The Snaith Yard, there was a comment, should need the outing, small each-way chance, which doesn't inspire too much confidence. Bulgarian, at the moment in the betting market, is quoted at 3.33-1, open 3.03-1. Marina, I like Marina, 2.27-1. There's been some support for Marina, and the law of averages would probably dictate that the 5, Rainy Newmarket, runs second, because she's habitually in the second box. But Marina is the horse for me. Once again, a great race. Average merit rating there is 108. Race 7 on the card. Now, the 7th race, the betting here, Sudden Star, is at 18-10. You've got Lion's Head at 3.57-1. Arctic Drift at 4.55-1. I like a little bit of Dubai Lights. Dubai Lights number 6, Richard Faree for Vaughan Marshall. I just thought that Richard could suit this horse. That's why I'm going to stick with Dubai Lights here. Respect for Arctic Drift, who's carrying a lot of weight, the 62, and, of course, Sudden Star. That's the 7th on the card. Race 8. Race 8, we've got Fleeting, who looks the right one. Fleeting is consistent, threatening to win again. I do like that. Louis Trottois for Brett Crawford. Golden Dar, I think, will be running on strongly. A little bit of Song for a minor role. And then a little bit of a shrewdie, a horse called Panzanella, who looks held on form, but I think could run a forward race here. Panzanella, just checking, is at 8.5-1. But Fleeting at 2.86-1, joint favourite of Song. Fleeting does look the part in race 8. Race 9, over the 1,400 metres. 9th race, you've got Celtic Knight, who is at 2.27-1. Marmalisa is at 3.03-1. Fabulous racing. Silver Sabre, 3.57-1. And Symphony of Light at 4.55-1. I'm going with Marmalisa. Marmalisa is the right one for me. I think Symphony of Light may be far better suited to Durbanville. That would appear to be the case on form. Race 10 is run over 1,100 metres. Now, I started studying the card from the back. I moved forward, and I was quite put off, to be frank, with the 10th race, because the favourite is 12.5-10. They're betting 6.25-1, the balance. Whoa, whoa, whoa is the favourite, returning from a 92-day race. You can't fault this horse. But for me, it was warning bells. I'm not so bullish on this horse. I'm not saying it can't win, but for me, we've all got our own opinion. I'm not a big fan of Whoa, Whoa, Whoa at all in the last. Walk of Fame, the stable there said a place chance. I think Walk of Fame could run well. This horse, Dad's Catch, is consistent. Dad's Catch, below par last time, excuses. If you look at the rating of this Whoa, 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 should win. But as I say, for me, I'm going to, even in the PA, put in a few more horses. I may be proved to be completely wrong. And then a rank outsider, Brianna or Brianna, who hasn't stayed even over the minimum trip, but I think may just run on if held up for a run. But we'll give you those selections in just a moment. Now, my story, info@sportingpost.co.za. Lance Benson was saying to me the other day, what's happened with the punters and my story? And unfortunately, I've had some phone problems, but I'm going to sort that out. And what I'm going to do this weekend is announce a number of winners. I think we'll announce maybe 4 or 5 winners. Hollywood Bets won't mind because we haven't done that in some time. 250-rand voucher for grabs. It could be yours. It doesn't have to be a long story. If it is long, it's fine. We'll just summarize it, but send it to info@sportingpost.co.za. Have a fabulous day's racing. I'll be there. I'll be enjoying every moment at Kenilworth, those 10 races. Start at 12. I'll probably be there at 11. Hit them hard, sunshines. I'll see you over the weekend. Bye-bye.